The devil is in the details. All of those entrepreneurs that are currently working with me, or those who have worked with me and worked with me in the past, all of these and all of you know that I love questions. So I've got two more for you. Question one is, do you wish to write your book? And question two is, do you have the courage to write your book? The devil is in the details. That's a well-known phrase. And how does this apply here? Well, language is like magic. And when it comes to these two questions, you can read each of those two questions in two different ways. As extensions of one another, or as opposites. Let me explain. In the first question, and that was the question, do you wish to write your book? It will mostly stop at being a wish. Do you wish to write a book is a closed question, and closed questions are passive, as in limiting the variety of possible answers. And in fact, what it means is that you have very few choices for your answers. A yes. Yes, I wish to write a book. Or no, I don't wish to write a book. Or I don't know. Or perhaps even a maybe. A closed question, like any closed question, won't put your grey matter into gear much or at all. It won't make you spring into action, and it won't offer any substantial insights. Yes, you do know if you wish to write a book or not, but you already knew that, right? That's no news to you. And if your answer is a yes, then there's even another snag. Your book has not been written yet, has it? Else you wouldn't wish to write it. So what added value does your answer of yes hold for you? Now don't answer that question. That's not the point I'm trying to make here. In the second question, do you have the courage to write your book? You have a choice. A choice between wishing or doing. Do you have the courage to write your book? Let me give you an example from my own life. For years and years, I used to think and say and write, I wish to lose weight. And I can honestly say I truly wanted to. It was a really, really honest and deep wish of mine. A burning desire, if you like. But language is like magic. And the devil, I'm afraid to say, is in the details. Even if you cannot tangibly see what language does, still the words that you are using are definitely illustrating what's what. Let me put it this way. By saying, I wish to lose weight, I don't realise it, but I unwittingly put the execution of my wish into the future. In other words, there isn't anything to lose in terms of weight, is there? And truth be told, I didn't lose any weight, that's for sure. So, was I aware of the importance of the words I was speaking and the importance of what it was that I was telling myself? Yeah, you guessed it. No, I most definitely wasn't. And up until the penny dropped, somewhere around 2019, nothing much happened, nothing much changed. And it's fair to say that I was on a weight loss journey without any start, any action, and any arrivals. So basically, no pounds involved whatsoever. it wasn't until I plucked up courage to actually do it that I lost 36 pounds in 5 months' time. And it's the exact same way with writing. So please ask yourself this. Do you wish to write your book? Or do you have the courage to write your book? I'd love to read your answer to this question, and I can only do that not on my blog, but in my private Facebook group, so feel free to join that. And by putting your answers in there, joining the group and putting your, not your answers, excuse me, to put your questions in that group, you will not only step into your own power, but you will also inspire others. And, added bonus, I will personally answer all of your questions.